Okay, today is Daf Lamed Tes. We're on Lamed Tes by the new Perek, beginning of the fourth Perek. Here we go. So we're up to the day, we're going through the order of Yom Kippur day. So now Taraf Bekalpi, the Kohen Gadol grabs, right? Taraf means to grab, right? Taraf Bekalpi, the Kohen Gadol grabs the lot. One said Lashem, one said Lazazel. He grabs them. V'hela shnei gorolos. And he picks up two gorols. Echad kasav olav Lashem. V'echad kasav olav Lazazel. One says Hashem, and one says Lazazel. Haskan b'yamino. The skan's on the right side of him. V'rosh beis av mismolo. And the head of the beis av. Right, the head of the family is on the left side, of the Kahanim on the left side. Im shel oshem ola b'yamino. If the lot with the word Hashem is in the right hand, what did the Kohen Gadol do? He stuck both hands into the box and pulled out two lots, one in each hand. Oh, look what it says. What does it say in this hand? What does it say in this hand? If the right hand says Lashem, then Hasagan Omer lo, the Sagan tells him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Master, Sir, Kohen Gadol, Hagbe Yemincha, pick up your right hand, let everyone see it says Hashem. Imshel Shem Ole Bismolo, if the word Hashem appears in the left hand, Rosh Beisav Omer lo, the Rosh Beisav says, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Hagbe Smolcha, pick up your left hand. That's why it's on a lottery, because it doesn't matter which one appears in which hand. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, right? Rashi will say something in a minute, but
which goat goes which way?
What's the difference?
Same
end result. It's not that if it comes up in this, I get a prize, and if it's there, I don't get a prize. No, nothing changes. Just why is that a lottery? Nasan al shnatz iirim. Then you put the lot on each goat. Omer, and you say Lashem Chatos, that one's going to be a Chatos, right? Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Lo Hayitzarich Lomer Lashem Chatos. You don't have to say Hashem Chatos, El Hashem. You just have to say Hashem. Veheinu Nachrav. When that happened, they would say Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Eliyolam Voed. Okay.
The real word.
Lomeli Taraf Bekalpi. Why do they have to grab it? Right. Why do they have to grab it? Why have to grab it? What do you mean Taraf Bekalpi to grab it? The answer is. The answer is, so you shouldn't orchestrate that the word Hashem appears in the right hand. So you do it fast so you can't feel the letters. Why? Why? Says Rashi, first Rashi on the Gemara. Shlo yamashmesh, you shouldn't be able to feel it. Lahavin, to figure out. Gesundheit. Bimashmusho, by feeling it. Ezu shel, shame. Which one is the one Hashem? V'yitlena b'yamin, and that one you'll go in your right hand. Why? Lefishu simin yafeh. It's a good simin kishu ola b'yamin. It's better if the right hand has Hashem's name in it. Doesn't matter. That's better. That's the better result. So says the Mishnah. Do it fast so you can't mess around with that because it's supposed to be random, right? That prompts the Rishonim to ask. Well, one second. Well, we're accusing the Kohen Gadol of messing around here. So he gets three answers. Number one, yeah. Talking about a time when the Kohanim Gadol were not so nice. So they want you to look at me. When I'm the Kohen Gadol, it comes up in the right hand. Last year, the other schlep, it came up in the left hand. Look at this. It's one answer. Another answer is that, of course, the Kohen Gadol is not going to do that. But the people might think he is. The people might think he is. Mr. Freud, don't do it so many times. You're going to break it. The people might think he is. Right? The people might think, what's this Kohen doing over here? What's he trying to mess around? That's the second answer. The third answer is, because you want it so much to happen that way, you don't even realize you're doing anything wrong. Right? The Ritva gives that answer. You try, Tosfos Yeshanim. You're trying so hard, you want it so much, you don't even realize that you're doing that. Okay.
The worst thing he does is manipulate which one
is I understand. I understand. Not the end of the world.
Problem, then it's okay. Is the right one or the right hand?
Amar Rav, okay, the machine didn't work. So Mr. Ford, use the other one.
What?
Use the instant.
No, no, it's working. You know, that electronic thing is very, if somebody leaves it open, it doesn't know. You have to close it.
No, it works. It works.
So the last one has to close it. So it's good.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Amar Rava, Rava said like this, Kalpi shel eit hoisa, the box was made out of wood, v'shel chol hoisa, and it was not kodesh. It's a regular box. V'ein machzech es el shtei yadayim. And the only thing really you could do, it was only big enough to put in two hands, which raises the question, if it only fit in two hands, how could you mess around anyway? Not sure how you could do that if it only fits two hands. Maskevle Ravina, 1 second. That only fits two hands. So you can't mess around and switch them around. That makes sense. Ela shel chol, but it's made out of chol. 1 second, it wasn't kodesh. Not the show. Why don't you make it a clean kodesh? Why not? Im kain havele kli sharis shel eitz. Because if that's the case, it'll end up being a kli sharis of eitz. And you know what? The im kain havele kli sharis shel eitz. The kli sharis shel eitz law of dinam. No such thing as a klisharitz of eitz. No such thing. Fanavda the kesef, fanavda the zav. Why don't you make it out of gold? Why don't you make it out of silver? So why don't you make a taka out of gold or silver? Why are you making it out of wood? And then, well, we can't make a kodesh because there's no such thing as a kli kodesh made out of wood. So make it out of gold. Ha'atara chasa al-mona shal Yisrael. Now the Torah had rachmanas on your money. The Torah didn't want Jews to spend a lot of money. So the Torah had rachmanas on your money. However, we said the other day that the lots themselves were made out of gold. Yeah. And they gave a shevach for that. Right?
So all these years, no one could have contributed money to make this thing out of gold. Yet.
As a matter of fact, the question is better than that. Because we have another concept called Ein Anias B'Mokam Ashiras. There's no poverty in a rich place. Right? You go to the White House, they don't serve on cheap dishes. Why? It's expensive. And the Ein Anias B'Mokam Ashiras. What do you mean? The Torah is chas on your money. How does that? These two statements are contradictory. How could it be ein anias makam ashiras, and then the Torah is chas on the money of Yisrael? How could that be? How could they both be true? I didn't ask this question. This question was asked over here in the back. The question was asked by the Tshuva Me'ahava, who noted there are four places in Shas where it says ein anias makam ashiras. And there are four places, that's not only in Shas, it's a Rambam. There's a Rambam in Klei HaMikdash, there's another Rambam, there's a Gemara in Shkalim, and a Gemara in Menachas. All those Gemaras say, Ein Anias HaMakam Ashiras. Two Gemaras, two Rambams. There are four places in Shas where it says, the Torah is chas in the Motor of Yisrael. This is one of them. One of them is here. There's another one on Daf Mem Dalet. There's one in Menachas, and another one's also in Menachas. How do you reconcile them? I don't know. He quotes over here, he sent a letter to the Nod of Yehuda. How do you reconcile this? And he answered back, B'zeh HaLashem. I don't understand his answer. I don't understand his answer. Umash et Tamahas, you have a question. Sir Mixas Mekomos Amru and Eliyaz Makam Ashiras. Sometimes we say that. Umixas Mekomos Amru Atar Rechas Almona Shei Yisrael. And sometimes we say that. When do you say that and when do you say that? And I just don't understand his answer. Something with Kli Sharis, but one of the places we say it is by the Rambam says that any beged of a Kohen that got dirty, we didn't wash it. Right? Put it away. Right? You made it for the wicks. Why? Ein Anias Makam Ashiras. Yeah, we're going to reuse it, we're going to wash laundry.
The word about a little box here.
We're not washing laundry. That's one of the Rambams that says that. So that's not a klisharis. It's a very good question. If anyone has an answer, I'd love to hear an answer.
No, we just had the whole Mishnah, how expensive the clothing were, the 800-1, 2000-1,
right.
These things.
Correct.
We're worried about a little box, 2x2, that is little silver or gold. The entire base of Mishnah was so gold and silver and everything else. Handles, this, that, but little box, Torah Chasolos and Al Moshe.
Right. Yes, good. I don't have an answer. Now, Masnisa Deloki Hai Tana. Our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. B'tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Elazar, Haskan, the Kohen Gadol Machnis in Yadam B'Klalpi. The Kohen Gadol stuck in one hand, and the Sagan stuck in one hand. Gongado stuck in one hand and the Sagan stuck in one hand. Not like we said before. Huh? Okay, we were wondering about you.
Yeah, worried.
The Sagan stuck in one hand, and the Kongado stuck in his other hand. The Mishnah said the Kongado stuck in both his hands. This Tana says no. The Kongado stuck in his right hand, and the Sagan stuck in his right hand. Right? Im mino shal Kongado ola haskan amalich Kongado hagvedecha. If the Kongado's hand had the Hashem, the Sagan would say, announce it. Im Bimino shel Sgan Ole, and if the name of if the lot with Hashem was in the Sgan's hand, right? If that happened, Ola Rosh Beisav, Amalol Kohen Gadol, the Rosh Beisav would say to the Kohen Gadol, who now feels a little bit because it's not in his hand, he would say to him, Dibar Milech, go say something. In other words, let him say it. The name Ole Sgan. Why can't the Sgan say it? Why can't the Sgan announce it? Since it didn't come up in his hand, he feels bad. So, Micah Miflagi, what are they arguing about? Mar Savar, Rabbi Yehuda held. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said what? That the Sagan also stuck in his hand. Yamina de Sagan, Adif mi smaller de Kohen Gadol. The right hand of the Sagan is better than the left hand of the Kohen Gadol. I have another guy. Umar Savar, our Mishnah held. No, Kia Dodi Dinu. They're both the same. And if they're both the same, Michael has the Kohen Gadol do it. Uman hai Tana de Palagaled Rabbi Yehuda. Who is the author? Who is the Tana that argues on Rabbi Yehuda? In other words, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Who is it? Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kahanim. Who? It's Rabbi Chanina, the Sagan of the Kahanim. He was himself a Sagan.
Who goes first in that with Rabbi Yehuda?
They each put their hand in.
And
yeah.
Grab with the right hand?
Yeah.
I
don't know exactly. I have to figure it out. Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kahanim. The Tanya. Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kahanim Omer. Lama Sagan Miyamino. Why was the Sagan on the right side of the Kohen Gadol? For what reason? What's he standing there for? It looks like it's a good, nice picture. Is that what he's doing there? It looks nice? No. She'im, it's a photo op. She'im, Irabo, Psilva, Kohen Gadol. Nichna Sagan, Amash, Mishnah. If something happened, God forbid, something happened to the Kohen Gadol, the guy's right there to take over. Says Rashi, the end of the Rashi there. Lama Sagan Mimino, right, last two lines there. Aval, calls man shalo yir bopsol. But if nothing happens to the Kohen Gadol, ain asgan obid shumavoda ba'olam. The Sagan does nothing. So don't tell me the Sagan puts his hand in the box. He doesn't do anything. He's just a backup. Rabbi Yehuda said, no, the Sagan sticks his hand in the whole tumult. Says Rabbi Chanina, no, that's not true. He sat there and did nothing. Just, he's a backup. So what do you see? That's what our Mishnah said. The Kohen Gadol sticks both hands. Okay. But, okay, now, very interesting Gemara. Now we're going to learn about somebody by the name of Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik was a Kohen Gadol, who was a Kohen Gadol for 40 years. And the story is now about Shimon HaTzadik. Very interesting stories.
He died a Tzadik.
He died a Tzadik. We're going to have his death in the Amud Beis. Tanur Rabbanan. Arbaim Shana, for 40 years, Mishashime Shimon HaTzadik. He was a Kohen Gadol for 40 years. He was in the beginning. So this is already the whole story. The Meiri says he was in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni. He met Alexander the Great. But the Gemara says that. It's a story that he met Alexander the Great. If he met Alexander the Great, so could that be in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni? Yes.
Yeah, before, yeah. Before Hanukkah.
Way before.
Yeah.
Way before. Yeah, so the Alexander the Great died like in 330 something BC, BCE. So that's the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, no matter what. So what? First 100 years. In the first 100 years of the Bayis Sheni. Anyway, Hayagoral Ola Bimin. Every year the Hashem came in the right hand. Bikan Ve'elech. After that, Pam Ola Bimin, Pam Ola B'Smol. Sometimes the right hand of the Kohen Gadol, sometimes the left hand, it depended. V'hayiloshen shel Zehuris Malbin, though they used to have a red string, they tie it on the horns of the Azazel and also on a rock, also the Azara, it always turned white, which means Hashem forgave Bnei Yisrael. Yikan ve'elech, after that, pa'amim Malbin, pa'amim Malbin, sometimes yes, sometimes not, depending on the year. V'yanermar Ravi, Dolek, the Nermar Ravi was Dolek. What does dolek mean? It always stayed lit. Mikan ve'elech, pa'abim dolek, pa'abim kava. Sometimes yes, sometimes not. What's going on? So let's see this Rashi here. The Rashi of, it's a very long Rashi. I don't go through the whole Rashi. We have to read the first half of it. But Yener my Ravi dolek. There's a Maharal on this Rashi. Let's see if we can figure out what Rashi says before we get to the Maharal. La'acha shakabu, the name of it was dolek, la'acha shakabu, shar kol neros. After all the candles went out, right? The name of my Rebbe was still lit.
Western most? Is that the Western
most? The machlok is what that meant, what it meant. No one says that. But we're going to get to, well, Rashi, that's at the end of the Rashi, says what it means. But before we get to that, so according to everybody, except the Rambam, right? According to everybody, the menorah was only lit once a day, at night. According to the Rambam, it was lit in the morning also. No one holds like that. Everyone holds it was lit at night. In the morning, when they would come into the Kodesh to see the menorah, it went out. Right? It doesn't last forever. It went out.
You could clean it out.
But the candles already went out.
Right.
The Ner Ma'arav didn't go out. It didn't go out. Afal pi shemimenu maschil lahadlik arvis, even though that's the first one that was lit. Because with that one, bohaya metzayim atavas neiros shachris, that's the one that would finish off cleaning out on shachris. Right? So in other words, it was a nes. Vehu edus, and this is testimony, shahashchina shora b'Yisrael, that the Shechina rested in Klal Yisrael. This is testimony. K'dichsiv michutz laparoches or edus v'amina mesach l'shabbos edus hu l'chol boi olam, it was edus to the whole world. Shahashchina shora b'Yisrael, that the Shechina rested in Israel. Okay, v'aminan my edus zeh. What is that edus? My edus zeh ner my ravi shenosim b'Hashem and kimilas chavrusei. It had just as much oil as everyone else, as all the other six. Just as much oil as all the rest of them. However, they would start with that one, and they would finish with that one. And that's the nes. Now, Rashi goes on. Which one is it? So it's a machlokes, how the menorah looked. When you walked into the Azara, when you walked into the Kodesh, was the menorah facing this way? In other words, flush with the wall? Or was it facing the other way? To machlokes.
East, west, or north, south?
East, west, or north, south? Those are machlokes. According to one, it was the second one, which is the first. Or according to the other way, it's the middle one. Either way, it's a machlokes, what the name of my Ravi means. Why is it that we have a Mishnah in Avos that says there were 10 nisim that went on every day? What?
It's not on it.
B, this is the Eidos that Hashem rests in Israel. Why? Why? Why this? So the Maharal said something which it's only half true. The Maharal says this is the only nes that was caused by human action. In other words, the fact that there's no fly in the Beit HaMikdash.
It's not true.
It's not true. But let me just finish. The fact that there's no fly in the Beit HaMikdash. No human did anything to get that to happen. It just happened. Right? The fact that the Kohen Gadol what else is there? Ornate there. Kohen Gadol never had a carry. Okay, that's a different thing.
Smoke went straight up. Yeah.
So you lit the fire.
No. Yeah.
Right. You did something. Yes, exactly. And then the nace took it from there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, him had something with it.
Or bringing the maracha. Right. That's it. You lit the fire, and you lit it. The Kohen Gadol lit it, and then Hashem took the nace. He went with it. He went. So that's only half true. Many of the Nisim, it's true. Many of the Nisim, the fact, you know, I came to the base of the Mikdash and I wasn't crowded. I didn't complain, I wasn't crowded. What did I do? I didn't do anything. Right, so that I hear. So it's a better Nis when I do something than Hashem says, look what I'm doing with your actions. With your actions, I'm turning it into a Nis. It's only half true. So I'm not exactly sure what the godless is that this is such an unbelievable demonstration. Not only that, nobody saw this Nis. Because it's only in the Kodesh. Who goes in there? No one goes in there. So who even saw it? So who even saw it? So then the Maharal says that because it lit up the darkness, it's already such a New Age kind of answer. It lit up the darkness to show that Hashem loves. What do you mean lit up the darkness? It's a room. No one goes in there. That's a funny thing. Nobody ever goes into the Kodesh. As a matter of fact, the Kohen couldn't even go in even if he wanted to. Just stop to see it. You have to go in for a reason. You can't just stop walking. For a reason. So why, I leave it with a question. What is so special about this nace over every other nace? But this is the nation. The nations of the world are talking. Yoko's all over there in that temple. They light the fire at night. It stays the whole day. So yeah, but I heard that there's never a fly there. It's not even possible. Yeah, that's not so big. That's not so impressive. Look at this. What's pshat? Anyone have a pshat?
Well, how do you
ask your son the pshat. Yeah.
How do you think that cup is nails if it still hasn't been extinguished? It's still
so I think they put it out. I'm not sure what they did with it. Did they put it out?
It implies
and then start over at night.
Right.
So in the morning, the king walks in the morning, the candle's lit.
One candle.
One candle's still lit. The rest of them blew out already.
Yeah.
And what did he do with it? Did he put it out and then that night relight it?
No.
I don't know. The point is that when Shimon HaTzadik was Kohen Gadol, every morning this happened for 40 years. After that, sometimes yes, sometimes no. It depended. There was a fire on the pyre, on the maracha, on the mizbeach, misgaber. It kept getting stronger and stronger, which is the opposite of a fire, right? Like the sneh, right? No one had to add more wood. Kept on going. Chutz, except mishnei gizrei etzim. There's a din, a mitzvah to bring two etzim. L'kayim ashenemar, l'kayim mitzvah etzim. To be l'kayim that. Fine. Mikan ve'elich, after that, after Shimon HaTzadik died, pa'amim mizgaber, pa'amim ein mizgaber. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to say, the last 40 years of the Beis HaMikdash, none of this ever happened. We say, after this, sometimes yes, sometimes no, that's from the death of Shimon HaTzadik till 40 years before. Once it was 40 years before, none of these nisim ever happened. And then one of the Achorim said, that's why, I don't know how we knew, that's why Rav Tzadok started to fast. He fasted for 40 years, right? He started to fast because he saw never happening. Till now, well, sometimes the Jews were good, it happened. There was a bad day, it didn't happen. Right? After that, it never happened. So they saw the writing on the wall already. And no one ever stopped from bringing wood the whole day. Okay, I don't know what that means. I don't know what that's doing there. V'nishtalcha bracha ba'omer. There was a bracha in the Omer, u'b'shtei'alechem, u'b'alechem aponim, and all the mincha that was brought throughout the year. Kol kohen shebegia kizayis, yesh ochlo, they got a kizayis, they ate it, v'yesh v'saveya, and they were full, v'yesh ochlo u'moser, they had left over even. In other words, it was unbelievable bracha, they ate a little bit, they were full. V'kanavelech, after that, nishtalcha me'ir ba'omer, there was a curse on the Omer. U'b'shtei'alechem, u'b'alechem aponim. V'chol kohen magiyo kipul. Every kohen got a tiny amount. Why? I don't know if they're giving it out. Everyone gets a tiny. V'tzenuin, the tzenuins moshchen es yideihem. They wouldn't take. Right? They wouldn't take. What is a tzenuin? Someone who has tznius. Tzenua. A modest person. Why wouldn't you call them a chassid or a tzaddik? Anashim kisherim. Why are they called tzenuim? So one answer is, the unbelievable avart over here. The Ben Yoyar that says, one answer is because they did it in such a way that people shouldn't accuse them of belittling the mincha. What's the matter with you? You don't want it? They did it in a modest way, but they refused. Why did they want to take it? Because what's the point in taking it? It doesn't fill you up anyway. It's really like a klala. It's a whole discussion. Can you refuse kachim? Well, someone else will eat it, but me, I don't want to. It's a yirida. I don't want to participate in the yirida. So they did it in a tzniyas way. They did it in a modest way. People shouldn't accuse them. What's the matter with you? You don't hold from the lachem aponim, right? You don't hold from it. No, not that chas v'shalom. I don't feel well. They give excuses.
I'll have a fish.
Exactly. That's one answer. The other answer is such an unbelievable vort. Because someone who's a tzenua, they're a tzenua in everything they do. Not just a tzenua in one aspect of their life. So they're called tzenua. That's how they behave. Their entire life they were tzenua. They were modest in everything they did. So that's who they are. They're modest people. So the Gemara calls them the modest ones. We know who those are.
Such a good. That's why they didn't take.
They didn't take because it was a yirida. Because it didn't fill you up. It was part of. It was a new time where it didn't fill you up. So why should they take a little bit? Because now we're going to see. But,
it's still
a mitzvah. It's a good question. But the answer is that's why they're called tzenuim. They're not called chassidim or anshei ksheirim. Why? That's who they are. Such a good part. Such an emes part. The Hagar Garnim and the glutton ones, right? Notlin, they took and they ate. Umaisib Echad, there was a story. Shinatal Chelko v'Chelko Chaveiro. He ate one and he also took his friends. Vayikorin also Ben Chamsin. They called him the grabber. Ad Yom Moshe, till he died. Right? Till he died, they called him that. Why, what kind of thing is it until he died?
Yeah, what kind of, how about the whole nickname?
What? Meshech Chachma says, well, he's a bad person. Meshech Chachma says, he never did tshuva, so he had to die to do tshuva. Look at the Tosvos. Look at the Tosvos along with Tesamad Aleph. The only one Tosvos. He says, Afal pi, even though, Shagam, Gargarnim, Acherim, Chotzim, V'Ochlim, Kamosim, everybody did that. Why are you calling? Why are you blaming this guy? The Tosfos gives impossible answers. Ha de karu oso chamtsan tvei me'achrini. Why is he called a grabber more than anyone else? Two answers. Yesh lomar lefishu chataf mechamtsan acher. But he took from a different grabber. That's the Marshal. What kind of answer is that? Inami or acherim lo hakpidu. Listen to this one. Acherim lo hakpidu kishayu chotfin zeh mizeh. Nobody else minded. Avol zeh, this guy, kishayu chotaf miyado ham. No one liked this guy. So when this guy, when someone else took from them, nobody cared. This guy came along, no one liked him anyway, it made it even worse. The funny answers. Why is single like this guy?
Yeah.
Anyway, Omar Rabba Bar Shila, Mikra, what's the pasuk source? It says, Elokei, Hashem, Palteini, save me, Miad Rasha, from the hand of the Rasha, Mikaf Ma'avel, the Chomates, from the hand of the guy who does Avlas, and Chomates means a Chamsin, a grabber. Rava Amar Mehacha, a different shot, Limdu Heitev Dirshu Mishpat, teach and seek out the Mishpat, Ashru Chamotes, right? What is Ashru Chamotes? Between the victim and the bad guy. Right? Ashru chamotz, va'al to ashru chomates. Meaning, bother the bad guy, don't bother the victim. Okay. Now, more stories. Fascinating story here. I didn't see anyone who spoke about this story. It's such an unbelievable story. Tana Rabbanan, Osa Shana Shemes Pa Shimon HaTzadik, the year that Shimon HaTzadik died, Amru Lahem, he said to them, Bishana Zu who mates, this is the year I'm going to die. So Amru Lo, Minayana Taita, how do you know that? Amru Lahem, so he said, B'chal Yom Kippur, every Yom Kippur, Hayim is Damar Li Zakenach, there's an old man, Lavush Levanim, he's wearing white, V'atuf Levanim, and he's clothed in white, Nichnas Imi V'yatza Imi, he goes into the Kodesh Kedoshim with me, and he goes out with me. And the whole, Achmonish discussion, how can anybody, even if it's a Malach, not allowed to go into the Kodesh, only he's allowed to go into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Who said that someone else can go in with him? The question is it a real person? It's a whole, it doesn't matter. Vayom, but today, is Daimon Lizaka Mechad, an old man came with me, Lava Shechorim, he was wearing black, out of Shechorim, and he was wrapped in black. Nichnas Imi, Volo Yotze Imi. He went in with me, but he didn't come out with me. So you know what? This is it. This is the year. I see. Acha HaRegel, after Sukkot, Chala Shevas Yamim, he got sick for 7 days, Umeis, and he died. We our tradition is that his yard site is Chaf Tes Tishrei, which makes sense. The Nimnu Achiv HaKahanim Milavarech Pashem. And the Kahanim refused, or didn't want to, or didn't, Duchim, with Hashem's name. I don't know what that means. What does that mean? They didn't Duchim with Hashem's name. Right? What does that mean? What does it say? What does he say there? They didn't want to use Hashem, the shame of a forest.
Worthy enough to continue the practice
of the Hashem of a forest in Duchening. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Arboyim Shana Kodem Churban Abayis, 40 years before the Churban, Loha Yagoral Ola B'Yimin. It never happened that the Hashem's name came up in the right hand. That never happened. Loha Yalashin Shal Zahor is Malvin. The red spring never turned white. Loha Yener my Ravi Dolik. The western candle was never lit. The doors of the Heichel were open all the time. In other words, like inviting the enemy, just come right in, Mr. Enemy. Just come right in, we're open for you. Right? The Achagar Bahim Rabbi Yochanan Medaka was yelling at the doors. Amalo, Heichel, but the Ma'amavet Hatmecha, why are you doing that to yourself? Yodea Ani Bacha Shasovcha Asil Lichar. I know the end is going to be, it's going to be destroyed. But Kvar Nisnaba Aleh Zechayah Ben Ido, Zechayah Ben Ido already prophesied. Pasach levon on del zecha, v'tochol eish bar zecha. You don't have to be so eager to be mekayin this nevua. Amar Vitzchak bar Tavloi, lama nikra shmo levonon. Why is the Beis Hamikdash called levonon? Shamalbin and Vonosei and Shal Yisrael, because it whitened the sins of Israel. Amar Mazutra, Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Lomanik Rishmo Yar. Why is it called a forest? The Chsev Beis Yar Halavanon, a pasuk like that. The pasuk is in Malachim. Lomalacha, Ma Yar Malav Lev, just like a forest. It sprouts, right? And it's what's the word I'm looking for?
Blooms.
Af Beis HaMikdash Malav Lev. The Beis HaMikdash also. We had this Gemara already. Damar of Hoshea. B'shasha. What did we have? We had it in Shkalim? No, Chafalov. Damar of Hoshea. B'shasha Shabana Shalom Beis HaMikdash. When Shlomo built the Beis HaMikdash, Natabo Kal Minei Megadim Shel Zav, they planted golden fruit, golden things, Vayimotzi and Peros, and it sprouted golden things. Bismanan, in its time, Vekivin Shaharuach Man Hashav Espen, when the wind would blow, Hayinosh and Peros, and the fruit would fall off these golden trees, and Shenemar Yirash Kalavan on Perio, Umehem Hayiparnasa LeKahuna, and the Kahana were able to get some money, they could sell some of these stuff and get some money. When the Goyim came into the Hechel, Yavshu, it dried up. Shenema, like it says, Umlal, but it's going to return. Shenema, like it says, Yiparach, Tifrach, Vitagel, Av, Gilas, Varanin, Kavan, Halavanon, Nasan La. Okay.
So if a tree can put forth golden fruit, then why can't a chicken lay golden eggs?
Maybe it did. Who knows?
That's where Jack and Beef go to one of those again.
Very good question.
We'll send a letter to the Gedol of Eretz Yisrael for the answer. Nasno al shnei ha'tzeirim, then they put the lot on the two goats. Tzimna rabbanan, esher pa'amim, 10 times ma'aski kohen gadol les Hashem bo bayom. 10 times that the kohen gadol mentioned the shem Hashem with the shem ha'meforesh. That's the kicker. With the shem ha'meforesh 10 times, he mentioned it a lot more time without the shem ha'meforesh. What are the 10? First of all, what's the shame of Farish? So we had this already. Everyone holds it was the 4-letter name of Hashem said out. We don't do that today. As it's written, correct. Rav Haigon says it's the 42-letter name of Hashem. We don't even know what that is. Okay. Anyway, Gimel Bevidui Rishon, 3 times by the first Vidui, where he said Ona Hashem 3 times, right? Shlosha b'vidui sheni, 3 by the second vidui, and shlosha b'sir mishtaleach, 3 by the sir mishtaleach, by the third one. The Kohen Gadol said vidui on his own par twice. That's the first two. The third one's for the rest of Klai Yisrael. V'achar b'gorolos, and one by the goro. What he said, Hashem, he said Hashem's name, Shem Forish. Ukvar Omar Hashem, v'nishma kolo b'yiricho. And when he said Hashem's name, they heard it in Yericho.
10 times.
Yeah. Amar Abba Barchana, Mishayim L'Yericho Asara Parsos. It's 10 parts away. Right? So now, the Ravid explains, this is a nace. They didn't hear it from Yerushalayim through 10 parts all the way to Yericho. They only heard it in Yerushalayim and in Yericho. Why? So, this is a fascinating. I don't know who this is, called the Lechem Shamayim, I guess an Achron, who said that Yericho, which is something that the Torah guides never say this, Yericho is the second holiest place in Israel, behind Yerushalayim.
That is a problem with this.
What?
Not supposed to live in Yericho. Not supposed to rebuild Yericho.
So he says over here.
Holy cities.
What?
Know, very, right.
So if you ask, a Torah guide. They'll say four holy cities. What are they? Yerushalayim, Chevron, Tver, Tzfat. So comes along Lechem Shemayim. No, Yericho is number 2. You know what? It's so why? Because it was the first place that was captured by Yehoshua. He says over here that the reason why Yericho had kedusha because it was the first place conquered by Yehoshua, and just like we give truma from Tevua, so too Yehoshua separated Yericho as the truma of Israel. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. Therefore, it became special kodesh to Hashem. And they made this nace that people in Yericho should know. Look how special we are. We have this nace that we hear the Beit HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. It's so far away. 10 parts away. It's 10 miles away.
20 miles
away. So what's pshat? The pshat is it's a nace. Why Yericho? How come not Hebron? Because Hebron's not number 2.
At least
Heaven is closer.
That's what the miracle was. They even reached
Yericho. No. That's what I'm saying. It didn't go through Hebron, through every city. A guy sitting in, I don't know what's in between Yerushalayim and Yericho. I don't know. Let's say there's a city there. A guy has a tent. He's sitting there. No, he didn't hear it. Right? So the truth is, I always thought that Hebron was, because Hebron is the first place where Eretz Yisrael was purchased. It's the first time someone put a Jew put his hand in his pocket and gave money for Eretz Yisrael. Right? But this thing over here, the Yericho is number two. I don't know, the Kasha on the tour guides. Who made up this thing that there's four holy cities? What, Arabs? There's four holy places. It's such a goyish concept anyway. Right?
Because Christians have all those four cities anyway.
Right, but no, with Arabs, Jerusalem's the third holiest place in Islam.
Kabbalah.
What?
It's a Kabbalah.
From where? Is there a sefer that says that?
Muslims got it for a different reason.
I understand, but it's such a
they needed one.
Right, but it's a goyish thing to have a hierarchy.
Yeah.
Where'd that come from? A hierarchy. But the truth is, the Lechem Shemayim says Yericho is number two. Okay, what? I don't know. Tanachman, I don't know. But it is interesting that we had earlier that they would ask the Kohen in the morning came. Do you see the sun in Hebron? Why are you mentioning Hebron? To conjure up the avos.
It's impossible.
So there's an idea that Hebron is also special. We didn't say, do you see the sun in Yericho, or how about Eilat? We don't say that. How about Haifa, Tel Aviv? No, we don't say that. You see the Hebron? Here we say, and they heard the Beis HaMikdash, not
even
in Hebron.
Even in Yericho, they heard it. It was such a...
Okay. V'tzir dalat Shabbos. And the opening up of the doors, you could hear it, 8 tchum away. Ezim shebi Yericho, if there were goats in Yericho, hayimis achos, nebeach ha-ketoris. They were sneezing because of the ketoris. The smell was wafted, all that, 20 miles away. Nashim shebi Yericho, enem shechon lezbasim, nebeach ha-ketoris. Women in Yericho didn't have to put on perfume, because the ketoris was so strong that it was good enough. Kala shebi Yerushalayim, a kala in Yerushalayim, enem tzricho lezkashe, nebeach ha-ketoris. She didn't have to put on any perfume either, because of the Ketoris. What? Right. Tosva says that even though there's an Isser to have Hana from the Ketoris, so Tosva says it's only if you go out of your way to go closer to get more smell. But Stan, you wake up in the morning and you live in Yerushalayim, there's no Isser. Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Dugloy.
You wouldn't
eat at
the first
place. Good, exactly. Maybe that's why the Israelis don't wear it. They still think the Ezim Ha'il Abba Bahare Michmar. My father had the goats over there. And they still had the smell from the Ketoret. Amar of Chia Bar Avin, Amar of Yoshua Ben Karcha. Soch li Zaken Echad. One old man told me, Pamachas one time, Halachdi L'Shilo. He went to Shiloh, which had been desolate of the Mishkan for hundreds of years. He was still able to smell the Ketoros and the wolves. He was still able to. That's how powerful that smell was. Okay? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to stop here and I'll tell you why. Because now we're going to get onto a machlokas between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan, which is going to last not only the rest of Amud Beis here, which is not that much, the entire tomorrow into Mem Amud Aleph. Into Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. A long time, one machlokas. Back and forth. Tomorrow is not an easy daf. It's quite difficult. So we'll stop here and just start here again tomorrow. The brand new thing with Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan have a machlokas about something. With the lots, we'll just start pick up fresh tomorrow.
Side by side and grab one or the
other? I think they were side by side. In the Bechon HaMikdash, they actually have replicas.
Yes.
Or what they hope will be used.
Right.
So you see how they look. What? Of the lot.
Yes.
Right hand would grab a left one, or right hand.
I guess they would take the two lots,
yes,
stick them in the box. Nobody knew where they put which side.
Right.
They could stick a hand in and pull them out.
Right.
So it's 50-50 chance where the word Hashem is going to be, in the right hand or the left hand.
Probably not going across.
Probably not.
Right. Left, left.
I would venture to say, right. All right, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.
Oh, yeah.